USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the increased supply of coronavirus vaccines.
It's a miracle of science and the brilliant minds that we have around us. And now it's a second miracle, the miracle of manufacturing to produce hundreds of millions of doses.
Biden touring a Pfizer plant that produces vaccines in Michigan. It was under Operation Warp Speed, which former President Trump created, that two vaccines were developed in less than a year. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is being defiant amid his growing COVID-19 nursing home scandal. Today, Cuomo said he should have been more aggressive in fighting lies by his crazy Republican opponents. State lawmakers from both parties are pushing to strip Cuomo of his emergency coronavirus response powers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A Democrat governor could be facing impeachment for his handling of the coronavirus.
Unlike 18 other states in the nation, there is no recall system for voters in New York State to remove an elected official. The power to remove an elected official rests solely with the governor. There is no provision of New York State law that would authorize a city or local government recall. So, Thursday, State Assembly Republicans are moving to form an impeachment commission to gather facts and evidence surrounding Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling and cover-up of the COVID-19 crisis in nursing homes. The Assembly Republican Conference next week will introduce a bill to create a bipartisan panel and take action if necessary. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
People in Atlanta are being evacuated from several buildings due to a leaning construction crane at a high-rise building in Midtown. Atlanta police and fire crews are on the scene, and several streets in the area have been shut down as they work to stabilize the crane. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An automaker's recall has everyone taking note.
Ford is recalling more than 150,000 vehicles in North America, saying faulty airbags that can explode and hurl shrapnel. The dangerous devices contain the volatile chemical ammonium nitrate, which creates a small explosion to inflate the airbags. However, the chemical can deteriorate over time in high heat and humidity, causing the metal canister that encases it to explode. Many Ford models are involved, mainly from the years 2004 through 2012. Owners of the affected vehicles will be notified next month. You may also contact Ford for more information. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another country has joined a global movement to end the cost and stigma of sanitary products for women.
New Zealand will be providing free access to menstrual products in schools beginning in June, according to government officials. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the program will provide education and products to all women in all schools. The program is aimed at combating period poverty, a term described in situations where people who need products are unable to afford them. Last year, Scotland became the first country to provide free access to menstrual products nationwide, and in 2018 made menstrual hygiene products for free for students at all schools and universities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.